We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
We're back, fourth and final quarter of this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hawkinsmith, Greg Pickle, and Todd Sadowski from Fox 43. Recapping for you, Penn State's 28-7 win over Michigan State. Lions are 8-0, number 5 in the country in the AP and coaches polls. It's a good time to be a Penn State fan. We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. We moved on now to hear from James Franklin after this game, which his post-game news conference went in a lot of different directions. You know, I think there's an overwhelming sense of positive because this is something that not a lot of Penn State teams have been able to do, which is go into East Lansing and come out of there with a win. But at the same time, there was stuff that he was really focused on trying to fix, and he's got an additional week of time with the bye coming up this Saturday to work on some of those things. You know, we ended the previous segment, which you can find at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, really looking at penalties and some silly things that happened in this game, the Antonio Shelton ejection, you know, being one of those that's high on that list. Franklin also got into, you know, the play of Sean Clifford, the first half versus the second half, some of the choices that were made as the game went on. You know, Clifford was pretty flawless early, even with the weather being bad, even with some drops. I think we saw Clifford not get down on his teammates, not change his posture. You know, that's an interesting thing about a young quarterback too, is that his body language, how many times have we seen it change this year?
I don't think. I think you've seen him slow down a little bit in some of these early games, you know, where he was amped up to the nth degree, and then he slowed down a bit.
He's
got to
find the right degree of ampage is his journey as a quarterback.
You can kind of tell, quite honestly, when he comes out for pregame warmups, and Todd, you see it probably a little bit better down on the field for some of these games, but man, when he comes out of that tunnel and he has some of the other quarterbacks and skill players around him waiting to go out, it's hard to put into words just how amped up. And I think anyone that attended the whiteout game probably saw it because everyone was in the stands. It felt like an hour and a half before kickoff. But man, you just get the sense that, you know, there's a certain way he is obviously always going to be wired. But sometimes I think he harnesses it in pregame warmups a little better than others. And I think that's led to some of the better starts this year.
Well, and he gets the guys in a circle and then he just starts yelling and he does his thing. And then everybody's just kind of looking at him like, okay, are you done? And then they wait for him to raise his arm. And then when he raises his arm, they all raise their arm and they do the thing. So I think they just know that's Sean doing Sean. And, you know, and he's just, that's how he is. And he's just getting rolling with it, you know?
It's like Bruce Banner trying to talk reason into the Incredible Hulk and keep it like, listen, I'm not that upset. Calm down. And keeping a lid on that bottle. Anyway, here's a good start for him. Not, you know, some questionable choices, which Franklin pointed out in his post-game conference.
I thought he played really well the first half. You know, there's things that pop up that as a coach, you know, I struggle with. I take so much pride in not just the wins, but more importantly in how we win and how we operate and how we manage things. We've done a great job of protecting the football. The interception that we had is not how we do things. That's not how we operate. So that one bothered me, probably more so because I have such high expectations with him, with how well he's played this year in terms of managing the football, but rolling out to the right, throwing back to the left, across the field, wet game. That's not who we are. That's not good football. But overall, I love the kid. The kid plays with his heart. 99% of the time, he's making great decisions, and he's growing up, you know, right before our eyes. This is a tough place to come with, and especially under these conditions. So overall, very, very pleased with him. But I thought his first half, he played really well. Second half, we just weren't as clean. Some things showed up that I think are uncharacteristic of us.
Yeah, I personally found that interception and that choice very, very surprising under the circumstances. I don't think we've seen Clifford quite throw a ball like that. Like we sat here last week, and sort of, we didn't accuse him of being too conservative, but felt like there was an advanced sense of maturity for a first-time starter, a sophomore eligibility quarterback, to be throwing the ball away, maybe sometimes a little too quick to do that. So to see him rolling and to throw off balance to the a dangerous part of the field, you know, I was stunned by that, frankly. That was just not in his what we've seen from him at all. And I'm curious. I don't think we heard really what he had to say about that, but Franklin clearly was not super impressed by it.
It's not good, that's for sure. But, you know, I give him a little bit of a pass from the standpoint of maybe he just had a little bit of a mental lapse with a game situation, right? I mean, the Michigan game was a lot tighter. You know, I think he was probably coached a little bit harder in the sense of, now remember, you know what I mean, we're up, you know, no turnovers, whatever it may be. And then in the situation with Michigan State, I don't know, maybe just had a mental lapse trying to make a play, and you relax a little bit when you're up four touchdowns.
Now, it was
three
third down,
so.
It served as kind of like a de facto punt,
yeah.
But I don't think that was going through his head.
No,
he doing
but
it.
That's what I'm saying. You know, who knows? Maybe he had a situation where he relaxed a little bit more, a little bit within, had a lapse on it and did it. Either way, you know, it's going to be addressed afterwards. But he has, you know, overall done a fantastic job of managing the game from the sense of turnovers and making safer throws and doing staying within what his capabilities are.
It's easy to lose sight of that. And I think sometimes management of the game, like an offensive lineman, it's not good. And if you're talking about him, basically, if you're not talking about a particular offensive lineman, they're generally doing their job. When it comes to managing the game and protecting the ball, if you're not talking about that, you're doing well. And we just haven't really had to talk about Penn State and ball security much at all. That's fumbling. That's interceptions. That's, you know, a string of a lot of good decisions by Clifford. You know, what's he got, three interceptions this year with that one?
Yeah, so his ratio, and I'll try and talk long enough so I can pull it up
well,
here.
Well, pull it up, but like it's that one. You know, Nick Cross from Maryland made an unbelievable play to pick one off, so I didn't really put that on Clifford.
Yeah.
Like, I felt like that was a pretty decently thrown ball. The point being, there hasn't been a whole lot of ugliness. There hasn't been a whole lot of game-changing plays or threat of one
right
with Clifford.
No, I mean, the only one other, I mean, the one in the, so he has one against Michigan, one against Purdue, one against Maryland. He has a 20-3 touchdown interception ratio. You would take that every day of the week and, you know, and 10 times on Saturday. I mean, he just has been very careful with the football. He's been close to getting strip sacked a couple of times, but has held on to it. So, you know, you're not going to go through a season perfect. And if you're going to have a throw like that, you might as well get it out of the way when you're up, when you're up like Penn State was, and never in a position to be threatened to lose the game. So, you know, it goes back to something we talked about earlier in the show, but I think you made the point, Todd, but one of the differences in that game anyway was Penn State's turnover turned into something of a punt. It was at least there was a tiny sliver of a silver lining. Michigan State's big turnover turned into first and goal for Penn State. So, you know, and that obviously led to points. So if you're going to be on the turnover spectrum, you might as well be on the side Penn State was.
And while we're on the subject of turnovers, you know, Michigan State was on the plus side of turnovers in their ratio going into that game. This wasn't something, you know, they haven't been doing a lot of things well, but they were not turning the ball over at this extreme rate or anything like that. And Penn State, you know, they won that battle as well. And of course, field position, we've already talked about at length for that. And Penn State is scoring at like an unbelievable rate when it comes to getting turnovers. They are cashing in.
Yeah.
When they get a turnover, they're putting it in for 6 points. And the other part of it is they're scoring touchdowns. We're not seeing a lot of field goal attempts. Hardly any.
Yeah.
We hardly see Jake Pinniger on the field other than for extra points. So, you know, they're getting the job done, whether they're in the red zone or scoring on big plays outside the 20. They're punching it into the end zone instead of settling for field goals, and they are cashing in when they do get a turnover.
Let's. I wanted to hear from James Franklin just on the idea of, you know, he talked about injury. This is the most you'll ever hear him talk about injuries was after this game, mainly because they got a bye week. There's no coach listening
to
his news conference.
What do you mean? You don't think bye week's getting an advantage now that a couple injury updates
are out
there?
What I wanted to see on Wednesday is a quote from James Franklin that just says bye week. We got our focus on this bye week and only this bye week. But he talked about injuries a little bit. Also talked about the idea of depth. And rotating players and where Penn State wants to be in terms of you know, no drop off whatsoever in their rotations.
It's unbelievable that we got to the last question, the first running back question. I think the depth stuff was huge for us. You know, you look around college football, the best programs are able to put a first team in, a second team, and a third team in. There's not really a whole lot of drop off. Like I mentioned, I think early someone asked me a question. We had a bunch of injuries that I don't think are gonna go into the game after the bye week. I don't see that. I hope not. Knock on wood. But the fact that we're able to put Trent Gordon in and he plays well, and then he has to come out, and then Marquise goes in and he plays well and gets an interception, you got to do that. And I think it's more challenging, you know, than ever. Just the way our society is, the way college football is. I do believe very, very strongly that the players that stay at Penn State, through the good and bad and ups and downs and twists and turns, there'll be adversity. But the players that stay at Penn State will get a great education, number one. And number two, will form some lifelong relationships with the guys in the locker room. And they're going to find a way to have success and have a role on this team. What it is, I don't know. But I think that's more challenging than it's ever been in college football. So to see guys like that that are further down the depth chart. I'll give you a perfect example. You know, Schuster's a guy who you guys don't read about a lot in the newspapers. People aren't talking about Schuster. Schuster's one of the most valuable players in our program. He's a coach on the field. He signals. He's great for Coach Ronnie. He's great for Sean Clifford. He's one of the most valuable guys in the program, and nobody would ever know that. And there's a bunch of guys like that, you know. So I get it. You know, everybody wants to go in the NFL. Everybody wants to play on Saturdays. I get it. But maybe I'm old school. I'm still a big believer that there's so many more lessons that are being taught in college athletics and in the game of football that goes so much further than what that scoreboard shows tonight. And that's how we'll do it here at Penn State, you know, forever.
Again, he took it where he wanted to go, but I think the beginning of this quote, just about depth in their rotations, I think is something obviously they believe in and obviously it pays off.
Yeah, and they got the transfer portal plug in the boot. Can't ever forget or miss an opportunity.
Almost a dig at Coach D'Antonio, wasn't it? He's got plenty of guys to deal with.
Or a dig at the guys who left.
Yeah, it's always interesting how you know, that answer turns into, you know, like, again, sometimes the answers are funny compared to what the questions are. Ultimately, the point is well taken. The depth is very key for what this team's been able to do, and they're going to need to continue to rely on it moving forward, regardless of how the injury situation plays out in 2 weeks.
All right, that's it for this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show. Be sure to check us out. Download the Keystone Sports app and go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, it's Ross Tucker, former NFL player and now host on the Keystone Sports Network, telling you about GoPSURV.com. I had an unbelievable experience for the Wisconsin game with my wife, my father-in-law came up. We had an absolute blast tailgating at GoPSURV.com. If you don't know about it or you haven't checked it out yet, you need to do so immediately. Call Mark at 1-800-519-8467 or go to GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.